For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to the Voice of Victory broadcast. As humanity continues to digress, it is clear that we live in fearful times. Even in this great country, where our freedom is plentiful, there is often concern. God's chosen nation was suffering and in peril from Egypt when God sent Moses to lead them to their freedom. This dangerous journey would only provide safe passage if the people trusted God to meet their needs. Listen now as Pastor Holland examines Exodus as he begins a two-part series entitled, Taking the Fear Out of Freedom.
Taking a passage of Scripture today out of the book of Exodus chapter 14. If you'll remember, the children of Israel were trying to leave Egypt. They had been slaves there and taskmasters for a long time. God had chosen Moses to lead them out. He had confiding and gone into Pharaoh on several occasions. We come to chapter 14. We find the nation of Israel. They're about to complete, at least seemingly, their freedom. I don't know that their freedom was really ever completed till they entered into the land that God had for them, even though they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years and only just a couple was able to go in. But we do understand that along with the freedom, sometime there comes fear. They've been brought to the place. They're wanting to get away from Pharaoh as fast as they can. They're headed out of town. They're ready to go, but God sees fit to lead them in another direction. And of course, you know the story. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but truly we know that they came to the Red Sea. We all know what happened about that. And again, let me just emphasize today that I don't believe that some people said that it really wasn't a miracle. Somebody said it just was ankle deep. Again, I always love to tell folks, if it was just ankle deep, it's still a miracle because he drowned the whole Egyptian army in ankle deep water. But I don't believe that. I believe the waters, when they rolled back, were up on the side. And I believe, as the Bible said, they went over on dry ground and God provided their need. However, we find the children of Israel, oftentimes like we do, in a place of fear. Again, not understanding what God is doing. And there's been many times in my life when I have not understood what God was doing. But I knew one thing, I could trust Him because I knew that He would always do what was right. I think today in America, we live in a society to where we have our freedom. Do you know today that this is the best country in the world? It's the place that we can come and worship freely today. There's nobody here to tell me what I can or cannot preach. I have the freedom of speech in order that I might declare to you the Word of God. I'm grateful today that we live in a country where food is plentiful. I don't know of anybody that's suffering in a famine, and I'm sure there's people in our country that have need of something to eat. But overall, today, we've been blessed in a mighty way. We're free. We're free. Yes, we're free indeed. But along with the freedom comes some difficulty. Along with the freedom, there comes some things that we fear and we think about in life. I think today of what's going on in our society. Several years ago, Susan and I made several trips, and we get on an airplane and go somewhere and not think too much about it. But now we live in a society to where there's so much terrorism and there's so many things going on that it really makes you fearful. Even though we're free, it makes you fearful to be able to go anywhere or do anything. Again, I just encourage you this. You just have to trust God. I ain't quit doing anything that I want to do. I'm still going to trust God to meet my need. But yet there's fear that comes our way. You say, well, what can we do? What can we do? How can we overcome this fear? The way we can do it is by putting our faith and trust in God. And the same God that you're going to see got them over the Red Sea is the same God today that will meet your need and supply your need every step of the way if you'll just put your faith and trust in Him. I want to read one verse of Scripture. I'm going to preach on the whole chapter. I don't even know if I'll get through today. I may finish it up next week. But I want to share with you one verse before we begin. The Bible said, "The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace." That's how you take fear out of freedom, is putting your faith and trust in the Lord. Although we enjoy the freedoms we enjoy, life within itself seems to be so cruel. Every day people are facing things that you and I cannot even imagine. We read every time we come together a prayer list and we talk about people that have needs. I look around society and I see people that are diseased. I see people with deformities. I hear people being involved in accidents. I see suffering and death. Oftentimes people may have a loss of job or a shortage of money or something that's going on with them that's happening that we know nothing about. And then we ask the question, where is God when we need Him? Can I remind you today, God's where He's always been. The Bible said that He's seated at the right hand of the Father, and He's still making intercession for you and I. And I tell you today, as we think about this and understand, here the Israelites had been freed from the hand of Pharaoh, but now all of a sudden we find God bringing them to the place to where the Egyptians are after them. And I'm going to tell you, the situation looked pretty helpless, and it looked pretty hopeless if you did not include God in the equation, which obviously many of them did not do to begin with. We find that here was a man that had hardened his heart against the nation of Israel. He was mad. In fact, he was literally really angry because he had lost of all these people. He got together 600 chosen chariots. He got all the chariots and the horses, and he began to flee after them. And listen, he had the most powerful army on the face of the earth. And here he is going after the children of Israel, God's people, in order that he might destroy them. The problem was not Pharaoh. The problem was not Pharaoh's mighty, powerful army. The problem was not the Red Sea. The problem was closer to home. And the problem was the fear that was struck in the life of the Israelites when they realized where they were and what they were facing. You know, a lot of times we say, God, why is this happening? Why me? I've learned in the ministry through the years that it's not always why me, but often questions we may ask is why not me? Late Thursday night, Susan and I were driving. We came through Macon between 11:30 and 12. It had been raining prior to us getting there, but it wasn't raining there. We got home safely around 2 o'clock, but I heard on the news the next day at 1 o'clock in the morning, right there on Interstate I-475, where we were traveling, that a car had an accident. A woman and her kids got out, started to the side of the road, and a semi-truck hit the lady and killed her. I tell you today, I don't understand, and I realize that we were only just an hour, hour and a half away from that scene. But I tell you today, somebody's hurting today. Somebody's heart is broken. Somebody's going through some difficulty. And you say, Lord, why? 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 I want you to know that God has a reason and a purpose for everything that He does. And we must trust Him. Because literally what God was trying to do, and I want to show you in this passage of Scripture this morning, is God was trying to show them something that was even going to be greater and more powerful than they could have ever dreamed of or ever thought of. And God wanted them to trust Him. Today, you may be going through some things in your life, and there's a lot of fear. There may be some uncertainty that nobody knows about. There may be things that you're experiencing in your life, and literally you're having a difficult time. But I want to remind you today, God is still in control. I want you to know today, the God of the Red Sea is still my God today. And He's still your God, and He'll lead you in the direction that He would have you to go. The first thing I want you to notice with me this morning, and I want to share with you, is all of this happened because God had a plan. God's plan is the first thing that we must notice and understand. I think of the song that God never moves without reason, or He never moves without thought. I want you to know everything that God does, He's got it figured out long before we do. He knows everything. In fact, He knows the end of the beginning, and He knows all about it. And so we come to verses 1 through 4. And the Bible said, And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, that they may turn and encamp before Ben-Haharoth, between Migdol and the sea, over against Baal-Zephon. Before it shall ye encamp by the sea. And Pharaoh would say to the children of Israel, They are entangled in the land. The wilderness has shut them in. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart that he shall follow after them. And I will be honored upon Pharaoh and upon all his hosts, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord. And they did so. Now, I don't know if you understood all that or not, and I don't know if I can explain it to you the way that I need to explain it to you, but I can tell you what happened. They were on their way out of town. They had a clear shot to get away, and God says, wait a minute, I got a plan. The plan is, I want you to turn, and I want you to go toward these cities, and I want you to encamp down by the sea. Now, logically, that doesn't make sense. Why in the world would you go to a place where you knew you was going to be entrapped and go there when there was another way that you could have got away from it? It's interesting how God works, but God said, this is what I want you to do. And he said, when you get down there, he said, now Pharaoh is going to get to the point that he's going to think that, well, you know, I've got them where I need them to be. We're here, they're there, and there's the sea. They're entangled in the wilderness. We can go down and we can overtake them. Now, friend, again, if you're thinking rationally like we do, or maybe should I say irrationally, we say, God, why in the world would you do that? Why do you want Pharaoh to think he's got us trapped? God warned Pharaoh to think that he had his trap so he could make Pharaoh get mad enough to come after them and try to overtake them. It don't seem to make sense to me, does it, you? Lord, why would you do that? Now, it makes sense to us because we know the rest of the story. But here's the children of Israel. They don't know, Lord, wait a minute. Now, we're going this way, and truly this seems to be the way to go. And you want us to go down here and turn back toward the Red Sea? And you want us to get down there in order that Pharaoh may come after us? I don't understand, Lord, but okay, if that's what you want, then that's what we'll do. And Moses, being the leader he was, he led them to the place they needed to go. I want to give you several reasons today why God allowed them or had them to go camp by the Red Sea. Again, as I've already mentioned, God wanted Pharaoh to think that Israel was trapped between the sea and the desert. Now, Pharaoh would hear that Israel was camped by the sea. And listen, Pharaoh was angry. He had not only lost the slaves, but he had lost the labor of the land. They made up a great majority of the people that did the work. And furthermore, it was free work because they were slaves. And so God allowed that to happen in order that it might come about. So he said, go down so that Pharaoh will think you're trapped. And then the second reason God did it is because God was to gain glory through Pharaoh and the army, and to gain glory over the evil empire of the Egyptians. Now, friend, what is it today that we think about? We sing the song, to God be the glory, great things he hath done. Sometime God has to get us down by the Red Sea where he can do something miraculous in order that he might get the victory. There's nothing ever happened like the Red Sea miracle since this happened. It had never happened before. And friend, God was the one that got the glory for it because he was the only one that could do it. Thirdly, God wanted the Egyptians to know that he is the Lord. I tell you, sometimes God has to put us in places to where we understand who God really is. I tell you today, if you go down the street and ask people, do you believe in God? Many people say, well, preacher, sure, I believe in God. Well, you know, do you really believe in God? Oh, yes, I believe in God. But when it comes down to really putting your faith and trust in God and really trusting him, do you really know who he is? I want to say today, I've had a few Red Sea miracles in my life. It was not because the water rolled back, but I've seen God working through my life and do things for me that I could not have done for myself. And yet God wanted them in verse 4. He said, I want them to follow after you. And listen to what he said in verse 4. I will be honored upon Pharaoh and upon all his hosts, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord.
Trust God? We can look at him in our time of need for our own Red Sea experience. Do you need a miracle in your life? If you'll simply accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, you'll receive the miracle of eternity in heaven. Will you choose victory today?
This is Gary Holland, and today's message came to you from the pulpit of Victory Baptist Church, where I serve as pastor. If God has touched your life through the Voice of Victory broadcast, please let us know by contacting us at victorybaptistchurch.us, where all regular services are webcast live. Written correspondence can be addressed to Victory Baptist Church at 938 North Pine Tree Boulevard, Thomasville, Georgia, 31792. We would like to invite you to our services this morning at Victory Baptist Church, or you can join us on the internet. Thanks for listening. And join us again next week at this same time.